卑斯省长敏达惠星期二晏昼以温哥华港口作为背景，在加拿大广场举行记者会，回应美国总统特朗普考虑在2月1号对加拿大加征25%关税的威胁。敏达惠说，温哥华港口贸易额达到3000亿，同170个不同国家或地区进行贸易，为全国10多万个贸易相关工作岗位提供支持。重申这些贸易对卑斯省和加拿大来讲非常重要。当特朗普威胁对美国和加拿大的家庭以及对加拿大商品征收灾难性的关税，将会导致包括住屋、电力和汽油价格上升。温达惠强调，关税可能为卑斯省带来几百亿元的损失，有超过10万个工作岗位会流失。即使卑斯省在关税威胁下的影响相比全国其他省份较细，但是仍然会穿上加拿大队的球衣，和全国其他省份站在一起，一同抵制这些关税威胁。
We're going to stand up. We're going to respond to tariffs. And keep in mind, this is not a fight that we wanted. It's not a fight that we picked. And in fact, we think this is going to hurt Americans as badly as it does Canadians.
除了支持联邦政府向美国共和党管理的州份加征报复性关税之外，卑斯省也会加强自身经济发展，以确保卑斯省不再处于被动的状态。第三步，卑斯省会扩大和其他包括同样受美国各种威胁的国家和地区的贸易合作，深化双边关系，摆脱对美国的依赖。
We're going to be working with the federal government as well as on our own account to ensure that we're deepening and expanding our trade relationships with other countries around the world.Countries that are also facing tariff threats and other threats from the United States. It gives us all the more reason to work together to deepen our relationships and to diversify away from the United States.
温大卫补充话：呢段不明朗嘅时间令好多人感到担心，但系全国国民都站在一起，捍卫本国嘅工作机会，确保美国清楚知道加拿大系非卖品，本国将会反击，并要对方感受到相关嘅影响。加拿大中文电台记者黄启谦报道。